Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 24th day of Sivan Tavshin Bebes. Masechta Trumos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vov. Our Mishnah is going to continue teaching about the law that you cannot take Truma from bad quality for good quality, but you can do vice versa. You can take Mina Yafel Ara from good quality for bad quality produce. The term in Seise Shemen, one can take olives that are used for oil and give truma from those, al Seise Kevesh, for olives that are going to be used for pickling or that are not so good quality, but not vice versa. V'loi Seise Kevesh, al Seise Shemen. You can't use pickling olives as truma for olives that are used for oil, which are higher quality. The yain she'ena mevushel, nor can you take wine, or you can take wine, which is not cooked, and therefore of a superior quality, as truma, ala mevushel, for wine that is cooked, and therefore is not as choshev, not as good quality, but not vice versa. V'loi mina mevushel, al she'ena mevushel, you can't take from cooked wine and use that as truma for wine that's not cooked, because the cooked wine is inferior quality. Some of Oshim learned that This case is actually a continuation of Rabbi Yehuda's case, of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who held that even if there's no coin around, and you might think, well, maybe we should be giving pickled olives because they last longer. No, don't. You still use the olives that are, you make oil out of it. And wine that is cooked would keep longer, or pasteurized wine would keep longer. No, don't use that. You should still use wine that's not cooked, not pasteurized, even if there's no coin around. Some say that's therefore they're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Zakla, Mishnah now gives a summary of the two dinim we've learned in the previous two Mishnahs about different species and about quality. Kol shehu kelaim b'chaveroi, if you have two species, two varieties of foods that would be kelaim with each other, that if you sowed them together, you'd violate the isra of kelaim. Lo yitra mizalza, you can never, ever take truma from one variety for another. Afilu minei yafo alara, even if you want to give the better quality variety for the worst quality variety, you still can't do it. And even b'di yavid, it won't be a truma. V'chol she'eino kelaim b'chaveroi, but if it's not kelaim, if they're not two diverse kinds, then termina yofel ara, you can take truma from the good quality, for the better quality, for as truma for produce which is not so good. Avalo min ara liyofel, but you cannot take from the bad quality for good quality, because the Torah says chelev yitzar v'chelev teres rigon. Tel chelev means the best. You should give the best as truma, but v'im Torah min ara liyofel truma as truma. But b'di'evit, it will be a proper truma, even if you did it b'mezid on purpose. Why? As long as it's because it's still fit for consumption. How do we know this? The Bavli Gemara learn in Yevamos. How do we know that if you take truma from an harali yofer, that the truma is a truma b'di'evit? Because the Torah says, v'leisisu olav chet b'harim chen schael b'imimeno. You will not bear sin on account of it when you take the best portion of it. Implying that if you don't take the best portion, you don't give good quality, you will bear sin. Now, if the truma was not a truma, well, what's the sin involved? You haven't done anything. That's a proof that if you did take minerali off, if you did take bad quality produce, it is a valid truma. It's just that you bear sin on account of it because you haven't done what the Torah says to take the best quality. But it will be truma. Chutz, says the Mishnah further, chutz min hazunin alachitim. Except if one takes from the zunin. Zunin is black seeds that grow between the wheat. And that's a very inferior form of wheat. In fact, it's not even used for human consumption. So if you took the zunin and used that as truma for the wheat, then it's not going to be, even b'di'avid, it won't be a proper truma. And why? She'ein anoichel. Because the zunin, these seeds, are not considered food at all. People use it as bird food. Then the Mishnah says that gourds and cucumbers are considered one species. They're not kelaim if you sow them with each other, next to each other, and they're min echad, and therefore they're considered like one min, one species as far as truma is concerned as well. You can take truma from gourds for cucumbers or vice versa. Rabbi Yehuda Mershnei Minin, he argues. He says, no, the gourds and the cucumbers are considered two separate varieties, and you cannot take truma for one for the other, and also one would violate to kalim if one sowed them together. Mishnah Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Haterim kishus v'nimtzeis mora. Person who puts down some cucumbers, some gourds as truma, and then it turns out that they were bitter. And we're not sure if it's food or not, if it's considered oichel or not. Avatiach, or he put truma down some melons, v'nimtzeis ruach, and the melons are rotten. Not fit for consumption, but he doesn't know whether it was ruined at the time he took the truma or later. So both these cases, it's a suffix if the food was fit for truma or not. Truma v'yachz v'yitran says the Mishnah, it is truma. We'll regard what he separated as truma, but we will tell him take another lot as well, because it's a suffix. You're not sure if your truma was successful or not. So take a second lot. Now he's got these two lots of truma. What does he do with them? He gives both to the kohen. One's going to be a bit bigger than the other, because obviously truma is 1/50th of what you've got. And once he's taken that 50th away, that 2%, then obviously he's got less. Now he's got 98% of what he had before, so he takes 2% of that 98%. So he's going to have two lots of truma, one a bit bigger, one a bit smaller. Now, because there is a doubt which one's the truma, the kohen can't get both without paying. Normally, of course, you give gifts to the kohen you don't pay for. The kohen doesn't pay for. But because here only one of them belongs really to the kohen, you give both to the kohen, but the kohen has to pay you for, because there's a suffix, the kohen has to pay you for the bigger one. Because when it comes to money, we say, Hamotzi mechaver lo v'raya. Prove, you can say to the kohen, prove to me that the first one is truma. That's how many learn our Mishnah. But in the Gemara Bavli, they learn a bit differently. They learn, we're talking here about not, he did truma b'shogi by accident, but it's still, we say it's negligent. He should have tested it at first. And he didn't, so the Chachamim penalized him, and they said, you give both to the kohen, and you can't charge for any of them. So that is a knas, that turns out to be a penalty. And as we said before, the Rambam learns differently. He learns, like Adam Farshim learned in our Mishnah, the kohen does pay him for the value of the Rishon of the first truma. Hatorim chavis shel yain v'nimtza shel chametz. A person who took truma of a barrel of wine and turns out to be vinegar. And our Mishnah holds, like Rabbi, that wine and vinegar are considered two varieties. You can't take truma from one for the other. The question is, when did it become vinegar? If it was known that this barrel of wine was already vinegar before he took the truma, then ain't no truma. It's not going to be good. Because if you take truma using vinegar for wine, it's nothing. It's not considered truma. It's two different varieties, as we said, like Rabbi. If, however, you know that the time you separated the truma, you used it, it was wine. It was only afterwards it became chametz. Well, we say, bad luck, Mr. Cohen. It happened in your possession. Harzi truma, we say the truma is a valid truma, and we say it's the wine of the Cohen that turned vinegary. What happens in Suffolk? What happens if we're not sure when did it become vinegary? Before he took truma, or after he took the truma? Truma yvachzavi truma. We say once again, it's considered a truma, but we'll make him take another lot of truma. He'll give the two trumas to the Cohen, and once again, the Kohen will pay him for the value of the first truma, which will be a larger quantity. But the second one he keeps without, doesn't pay for, he has to get as truma. Now, how do we regard the status of these trumas if they get mixed up with chulin? Normally, if truma gets mixed with chulin, you need 100 times the quantity of the truma, 100 times of chulin, then the quantity of truma to be bottled. Says the Mishnah, Harishoina Einam Adamas B'fnei Atzma. If that first lot of truma that he separated fell into chulin, even though you don't have anything like 100 times of chulin, then the truma to mevatel it. Nevertheless, the teruvus, this mixture, will not be osur for Yisrael. It's not called meduma. Why? Because maybe it's not Truma anyway. Maybe the second one's the Truma. But what he should do is, he should still take out from this mixture at least the quantity, an amount equal to the quantity that you know was Truma, and give it to the Kohen. But the mixture itself can remain Mutar Ba'Achila for Yisrael. Bein Chayavin Olei Chomesh. Similarly, if a person eats, a non-Kohen eats that Truma, he will not be chayv to pay a penalty of a Chomesh, an extra quarter, literally a fifth, but it's actually a quarter, more than the value. Like the din of a person who eats Truma B'Shogeg, but normally it does have to add a Chomesh. And once again, because it's a Sofek, maybe this first lot was not Truma. V'chein Hashniyah. And so the same is with the second lot of Truma that he took. It'll not be medamas b'fnei atzma. It will not make a mixture of chulin osu, even if there's not 100 times as much of it. And one will not be chayv chomesh if one eats it. Why? Because once again, maybe the first one was truma and the second one is not. However, what happens if both lots of truma, each one of which is a sofik, we don't know which is rishban, but if they both fall into a mixture of chulin, stay tuned for Mishnah Beis tomorrow.